back to the show. It's 8:56 on Q105, the morning after. Podcast, Q105.com. I do a
what? Podcast.
Now we can do
Q105.com.
Yep, and yeah. On Facebook pages, the Q105 Facebook page, Eric D and the Fam Facebook page, follow that. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it is.
It's been going strong and hard. Yesterday began, at the Blarney Tent, 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Ed's rocking that place. And I think most, if not many, of the proceeds help out local firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I do Ed right. There was the Glow Walk Run last night, which is a big deal. It's the drinking time of year. Demarius, do you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
No, I work a double today, so.
Where do you work at?
Yeah.
Olive Garden.
That's right.
Oh, which one?
Yeah. The one I'm on the row.
I'm about to come see you.
Yes!
Breadsticks all day.
Ask for me. I'm a server. I can get you in.
Yes!
That is I'm about to come see you.
Wait, don't you guys have like a... Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, they got that two-olive limit on their salad. That's ridiculous. Olive Garden. You got olive in your title, and you will only give out
the
two?
But there's extra garden.
It's the two-olive garden.
Were you going to go out and get hammered today, Phil?
Oh, my God, no. I decided, like, long before Florida, I am avoiding anything that has to do with the bar today. I refuse to. And I was going to go out last night, and I don't want to do that either, because I think I'm just getting old.
You're getting wise.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Both.
It's like the drunkenness and what happens. There's always like at least one or two fights. Somebody falls off a crane or they try to jump over a wall they're
a
not supposed
crane?
To. You don't remember we talked about that? Downtown, there was a building being worked on, and the bar next door, there was a brick wall, and dude climbed the wall, climbed up the crane, ended up falling, and like had a huge gash like on his head. He had to call an ambulance and everything. Like it was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And now, the worst part about it is like I hate trying to fight to get to the bar to get a drink.
Oh yeah.
I legit had a friend meet me in the kitchen of a restaurant last year to bring me drinks because he felt bad for me. I'm short, I'm not that big, and I want a damn green beer, and that's it.
First of all, why? Like,
because it was $2.50, Demetrius, that's why.
I get it. I mean, it's just, that's why you got to go to like the anti-Irish bar establishment, like a Chinese restaurant. Just drink at their bar, like, hey, bro, everybody's Chinese today.
I think that's the number one reason why I refuse to socialize like most people normally do, because I don't want to. I have little patience as it is,
yeah.
And I don't want to wait to get a drink. It's not even cost, whether it's a lot or a little. Like, I don't want to pay to get into any place.
No, that's
like,
another thing.
It used to be a thing when we were younger, going out. Like you had to pay $10 to get into a spot or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay to get in anywhere, and I don't want to wait because you know how much waiting there is on my couch? None.
Yeah. We were in Florida, and we went. There was a line. I was like, I don't really want to wait in a line. And the drag queen comes walking down the strip, and I'm like, is there like a cover to get in? She goes, yeah, it's $12. And I say, yeah, this isn't a thing. I can't. I don't want to wait in line. I'm not going to pay $12 to go on somewhere where I'm going to see the same thing I can see anywhere else. So I left.
When you were down there,
yeah.
did you come across like the crazy drink specials
that
Florida has?
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Like the fishbowl for like $4, where like 8 people can drink it. I drink it myself.
Ladies, of course. be proud.
You're welcome.
Yeah. They have like ladies
it's
drink
four
free.
Bucks, bro.
Not necessarily. You know, we went to a place where my friend's sister had to sign a waiver. Like they were trying to deter girls from going into this place. Like it was weird, and she had to pay cover, and there's a waiver, and it was 2-for-1 drink specials. So like her and I, like we drank or whatever, but she had to pay like $10 to get in, and then she had to sign like a paper saying that, you know, I'm a female in this establishment. It was just a gay bar. Oh. It was nothing weird. It was just like a gay bar. So.
That's what it was. They were like, girl, you ain't coming in here. Ain't nobody got nothing that you want. Mm-mm.
Why don't you take Demarius out one night?
How old are you?
23.
I got you, girl.
Hey.
Get you all
hey.
Types
this
of right.
Awesome.
This girl gonna come back. She's
I'm a lightweight, though. That's why I don't go out much.
Ooh,
like,
sweetie.
I drink one drink, and I'm like already like... falling over.
We'll take like the first
tripping
this first month and get you warmed up.
Okay.
We'll get you together.
Her boyfriend.
Oh yeah.
Seems like a nice guy. I met him the other night. He looks like Kyrie Irving.
He does?
I don't,
what?
I don't know who that
I
is.
Get okay, he looks like Omarion. Like a lot of people say he looks like Omarion, but I never heard of that before.
Kyrie Irving more so. It's the facial hair, I think.
Yeah.
Which probably has like you're the envy of a lot of girls because I know a lot of girls dig
Why?
Kyrie.
Yeah, they do. I mean, he's good looking.
R-I-E.
I mean, I'm very lucky, so.
Philip will take you out. Is this fiery thing still going on? Or are you playing games while we're on the air?
No, I'm looking for Kyrie Irving because I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
9:01. More to come on the morning after.
Broadcasting from